USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Congressional Democrats have outlined an immigration reform plan that would include a path to citizenship for 11 million people that are living in the country without legal status. California Congresswoman Linda Sanchez.
They deserve the opportunity to succeed. They deserve permanent relief. And they deserve the opportunity to fully contribute to the place that they already love and call home.
About 500,000 homes and businesses in Texas are still without electricity after a huge winter storm hit there earlier this week. Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson says he wants answers.
This was an unusual weather event, but that in no way excuses what has happened. We will need to work with our state leaders and do the hard work of governing to ensure that the basic needs of all Dallas residents and all Texans are addressed.
This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Touchdown confirmed. Perseverance,
on the surface of Mars. Touchdown confirmed. NASA's science rover Perseverance has landed on the surface of Mars in a lake bed. USA Radio's John Clements reports.
The robotic explorer landed safely on Mars after a nearly 300 million mile journey to the red planet that lasted over 7 months. After the delicate maneuver that decelerated Perseverance from thousands of miles an hour to about 1.7, the rover began sending images back to Earth, taking several minutes. But then the mission control managers cheered as NASA engineer Swati Mohan made the announcement.
Perseverance is alive on the surface of Mars. Congratulations to the mission. And looks like we have some more news in. It looks like we're getting the first image.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The Biden administration is working hard on ways to get schools to reopen during the pandemic. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci says teachers should no doubt be prioritized for the COVID-19 vaccine.
But I think to say that you're not going to open up schools until every single one of the teachers get vaccinated, namely making it a sine qua non of opening, I don't think that we can go there. Otherwise, it would be very difficult to get the schools open.
Fauci continuing by saying the focus should be on reopening schools and creating a safe environment there amid the coronavirus pandemic. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The series of winter storms this week have been disrupting vaccine shipments. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
We're also working with our partners to move up scheduled deliveries whenever possible and to surge shipment operations through the end of the week into the weekend. We're in conversation about extended hours and additional appointments to try and reschedule shots given the storm.
Also, as a result of the pandemic, life expectancy in this country has dropped a full year. It's a decline not seen since the Second World War. According to John Hopkins University, the U.S. has lost just under 500,000 people due to the pandemic. The U.S. also has roughly one-fourth of the total coronavirus cases in the world. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.